this. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loudcore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd, disconnected fragments. Now bright, now dim. Hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body. You know that?
You're now tuned into Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland, here from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish territory. We broadcast every Tuesday, 10 to 11. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and what I'm going to do for the next hour is take you down just a few paths. You know, sorry I wasn't here with you last week. You know, I had a friend who gave me an offer to go to see Smino and JID, and I just couldn't turn it down. So if you were there rocking at the P&E, it was an amazing show. It was also, you know, it was also very interesting to go to the show by myself. I've been to shows. I feel like I've been to dinner. Like, I go to movies. I like going to the movie by myself. I think that's probably like my favorite, you know, my favorite self activity. But going to the concert was very interesting because, you know, when you go to a concert, maybe you're with people, there's somebody in your group who wants to be close to the stage, somebody who wants to be far away, somebody who wants to get a drink, somebody who wants to go to the bathroom. And then, you know, somebody at the concert, you know, somebody who wants to dance, and you're just like, you know, maybe you want the energy to dance. But when you're there by yourself, you can be all of those people at one time, which is kind of, you know, it's kind of amazing. So, like, I was, like, going to close to the stage, you know, dancing, finding my own space, you know, had a coffee because I was like, you know what? I fell asleep on the weekend trying to go out. I was, like, too tired. So I was like, you know, I'm not going to let this happen. Gonna make sure to make the most of it, and it all worked out. It was cool, you know, like that. It was peaceful, and then I got to leave and just got to jet home. I didn't have to, like, you know, think about what I was doing afterwards. I didn't have to ask anybody. I didn't have to, like, make up any lies about why I didn't really feel like going out. You know, that was cool. It was cool. It was nice. I don't know. I think the next time I go to a show, I won't go by myself. But interesting to try out. You know, I think maybe a smaller show. Like tonight, I went to see a storytelling show, and I quite like that. I chatted up this old lady who needed a seat. I had the last seat, and she wanted it. So obviously I was like, no, you can't have it. Stand. And yeah, we enjoyed the show. No, I'm just kidding. I gave her my seat. It was cool. It was nice. Yeah, but so what we like to do here is we like to talk. I mean, well, I say we like to talk. I like to talk, and I hope you like to listen. But, you know, just imagine this is kind of like just like being on my couch. There's no destination. There is just a journey, you know. And on that journey, we'll talk about, you know, some of the things that are going on here in the Lower Mainland, some of the things that are going on here in Canada, some of the things that are going on in North America. Maybe we might go worldwide. Listen, there's so many funny and fucked up stories that I have seen in the past 2 weeks because I wasn't here last week. And I had a lot of shit last week, and I was like, you know what? I really, really wanted to talk about it. But before we get into that, you know, it is the Fun Drive starting on Thursday. Listen, the Fun Drive kicks off. Listen, you can go see a show. If you listen, give money to CITR. Listen, right now, go look in your bank account. I know you got paid today or you're getting paid tomorrow. And listening to CITR and you're like, you know what? I don't do shit for my community. I could give $10. You know what I mean? And just take out and then, you know what? And just be like, you know what? And five of that dollars, I'm actually going to go see a show. Listen, you can go down. You can come down to the CITR station at 7:30 on Thursday. You can listen to Nonarchy, Magnolia, Punching Knives, Cat Larceny, all great sounding band names. Listen, and it could be you supporting good community radio. Or you can go on CITR.ca/fundrive, and then you can donate money there. Listen, and when you donate money, say that you weren't donating money because Issa told you to do it. And we can both win. Because while I don't win a prize for having the most money donated to CITR, in 2019, I did have the most money donated to CITR. And I tell you, it felt good to see my name in the email. And listen, and then if you give money, that year was given by some anonymous donor, even though I know who that anonymous donor was. And I thank them very much. But if you give money and you say your name, listen, I'll shout you out on the radio. And who doesn't want to be shouted out for supporting their community? So it's very interesting. So on the way back from, so, you know, what we talk about here, particularly it happens in BC, which is like housing, homelessness, drugs, which are all very much interconnected, right? So you really can't talk about one without talking about any of them. And so, you know, as of tomorrow, you know, I think 1.5 grams of kind of any illicit substance is going to be legalized in an effort to combat, one, the massive amounts of, I mean, the large amounts of overdoses that we have here in our city. And then also, two, to like, so we can start to take steps towards providing, you know, a safer and, you know, more human like approach to helping people. And so this is, it's just the beginning. And so there's like a lot of people talking about it. I hear it from people here, you know, and my leftist leaning friends who, you know, see this as a step in the right direction. And then I see, you know, whether it's on Twitter or people asking me, you know, friends and family asking me about something that they've heard in the news about how Vancouver decriminalizing drugs. And it is so interesting to talk about in the abstract, right? You're in the abstract. Well, it's a reality for people every day. I think that it is, we've talked about it on the show, one of those things where people, one of the reasons why people feel good about living in Vancouver is because of the homeless population in a way that they don't really think about. Like, we think about this in the summertime very, very much. And that is just how places are clean, because people just, you can just throw your cans down and you can expect that people are going to come pick them up. And, you know, it adds to the cleanliness of the city, and just like, you know, and you can drink on the beach because it's clean. So you can have, enjoy your time in the parks because the parks are kept clean, and they're not kept clean by most of the people. It's mostly kept clean by people who don't have anywhere to go, and they, you know, they are desperate for money. And right. And so we help provide them. But that's a lot of times where people's service stops, or where people even stop to even think about, they don't even think about like the daily lives of people. And so, I don't know, even in myself, like I live in Kits and I work from home. So I don't really, like, whereas before when I used to work in, on Powell and Hawk, like, you know, this is something that, where I felt like, one, I just, the visibility made me feel like I needed to give back more. And so I was more active. And so I can definitely understand how people, you know, not having to engage in this other community, you know, in this part of our community, you know, kind of don't see it. But today I was just coming back from the storytelling show, which happened to be in downtown Eastside. And so coming back, and you just see the different levels of humanity. Like, I saw a woman who was clearly struggling, you know, and people who were there with her, for her, from the community, you know, trying to make sure that this woman didn't lose her life, and calling on the authorities to make sure that this woman didn't lose her life, you know, that, and people are helping. And then I also saw across the street, as a family is walking down the street, people are yelling, you know, kids on the block. And it's just, you know, this, and how people were hiding their drugs. They don't, you know, like, there's a sense of, you know, well, the kids shouldn't be in this environment. The kids can't help it. And so there's people, you know, and I was on the bus coming back, and there was a woman who's reading, she's on day two of a book about recovery. And, you know, and the chapter, just one chapter, said, you know, you are love, and she's reading it. And it's just, there's, you know, there's so much, I think people can forget that there's, you know, it's people, and people are in this situation, but that doesn't mean that, you know, that's not the situation that they, you know, that's the situation that people are in. And it's human beings in a situation, and we all could do better to help people in situations. So when I hear, you know, things, you know, drug decriminalization is so easy to flatten it. And I hope that the conversation continues to be nuanced. But I also know that just the way that we have conversations, that people are so flatten it and flatten the people who are experiencing these types of things. And it's just sad all around. And it's just clear we're not doing enough. And as housing prices continue to go up, I think, you know, it's obvious as housing prices continue to go up, and we continue to have a housing crisis and pushing people into homelessness and into these situations is just going to get worse. So, I mean, it also feels like there's no, I mean, I know this is a very pessimistic, this is a very downward start, but we're going to get up. We're going to get up, I promise. But like, you know, what are the solutions? I don't know. I mean, when I say I don't know, I feel like that there are people whose jobs that is to be figuring out these solutions. And the people who I know that are trying to help are so incredibly frustrated by the lack of support that we could all find ways to support just a little bit more. And if maybe you're like, you know what, I only have $10 to give. And you're like, you know what, I can give it to the fund drive because East has been telling me about this for the last 4 months. Or I can give it to an organization in the downtown East Side. You know what? Go tomorrow at work, maybe work a little bit harder and then get $20 and then give $10 to both. When we get back, listen, there's some cool things going on. Listen, not everything's going to be sad. Listen, I got some bounce back, but there's some cool things going on in Vancouver and some things that I find very interesting that I for sure know that you, people listening to Off the Beaten Path, would like to know about. But until then, I have some great music for you. I have so much cool music. I'm always playing some good music, and today is no different. I got you.
Too busy making pesos. Oh,
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. 101.9 if you're listening on the airwaves. Listen, if you'd like to call in at number 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR. Listen, if you want to give money to the fund drive, listen, to support all the great things that CITR does through great programming. Listen, everybody here who's on the radio is here doing this for the community. Listen, we're trying to bring you the news, maybe to laugh. You know, maybe people are here, you know, expressing themselves for the first time. You know, it's such a great place. It's a great atmosphere. Listen to people here. It gives an opportunity for bands to jump off. You know, people review music. Listen, if you listen to Crimes and Treasons right before this show, listen, we're on Crimes and Treasons playing anybody's fucking rap music as long as it's not trash. And listen, the joy on people's face when they hear their own music on the radio, when people call in and say that they like the music, when people are DJing for the first time, you know, and when people are speaking in the mic and finding their own voice, it's amazing. So, listen, if you want to be a part of that, give money to CITR, you know, the fund drive, do it every year. Also, you can give money outside of the fund drive. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's a nice place. You know, and I've been here since CITR since 2016, so listen, you can keep hearing people like me because we can keep hearing, getting nice equipment. We can keep getting nice things. We can keep providing those nice community amenities for people. And it gives you something to feel good about. Listen, I know that volunteering, giving money, while it is about the cause, there is an ego in giving, you know, and I'm trying to feed that ego. So give as much as your ego allows. One of the things that, we're going to jump around. So like I was going to talk about some shit that's going on in BC, but this is something I was thinking about, is that like we have, you know, as a society kind of reframed charity. I mean, not even reframed charity, like just like, what is actually charity? What does it look like? You know, what is it, how does it help? And kind of what is like expected of people? It's like all of these things we have to think about when we are looking at stuff, and it's just kind of really fucked up that we have to try to frame it as trying to understand people's motivations rather than just focus on the end goal, which is helping people. We talked about in the last segment, you know, we could all do a little bit more. I say that all the time. We could all do a little bit more to help people. And so Mr. Beast, I don't know if you know who Mr. Beast is, but he is one of, if not the most famous like YouTuber, and what he did was he paid for, I think it's, I can't remember if it's 1,000 or 10,000 people, paid for them to for a procedure to heal their cataracts and their cataracts and basically bring sight to people who can't see. And you know, and I never made this connection, right? So it's like, you know, anyways, I'll tell you about this connection. But so he brought sight to people who couldn't see. And, you know, and because he's a YouTuber, obviously, this is content for him. Like, he created, you know, a video out of it and shared people's reactions and shared, you know, and just imagine, you know, you can't see. And after this 10-minute procedure, then you can see again. And I just made this connection when I was on the bus because I'm, like, thinking about stories to write and thinking about how to tell it. And, you know, I was here in UBC, probably in this radio station, you know, learning about this case study that happened in India, right? And so this was I wish I could remember what it was called, but I'm sure, listen, if you've been to business school, they probably paid you the same thing, you know, the same case. And so it was about, you know, this, basically this foundation that was, had created this, it was about logistics and trying to understand costs and trying to understand like how to heal the most people, you know, with this procedure, and there's constraints on it. And so, you know, and as I was thinking about this Mr. Beast and I was, you know, Mr. Beast video, and just kind of thinking about like, why does it feel gross? And also, you know, it's like, damn, you're like, damn, I'm glad he did it, you know, and these people can see, but it's like, damn, you know, this procedure doesn't cost that much money, and a rich person can just make people see just with ease and a little bit of coordination. Like, the procedure isn't crazy. It takes like 10 minutes. And so I remember learning about this. Like, this isn't something that I just seen it for the first time, but it's like, why can't we just allow people to see? Like, I don't, like, if people cannot see and there's a procedure to help them see, why is that not procedure just done? Why do we have to, why are we put like a monetary constraint on people's vision, let alone thinking about like the ROI? Like, if you want to even be cold and think about it, like in a very callous accounting way, you know, the ROI on somebody who can't see, making that person be able to see, you're taking, you are, the ROI on that is infinite. You know what I mean? Like, that person is no longer dependent on whatever you feel like these people, you know, people don't deserve or people shouldn't be dependent on. That person can now go to work, you know, at that. And so just this idea, like, our healthcare is so in such a terrible place. And I say ours, like, I'm an American, like, it's such a terrible place that just, you know, I don't even know if he's a billionaire, but like a 100 millionaire could just easily just make people see. And we are just, we have to applaud it, because there's so many people who are struggling and it's so easy. And anyways, it just makes you think, it's like, damn, you know. And I didn't think about this, and I feel, for me, a person, I feel bad. I'm like, you know, like in business school, thinking about, okay, you know, thinking about the constraints, thinking about the time, thinking about maybe the amount of doctors they have, maybe the amount of money that's allotted, or, you know, I can't remember the case, but it was, but there was constraints. And it's just like, actually, there's no constraints in real life. We live in real life. Everybody could be good, better. The constraints are all made up. And it's kind of sick that we just live like that. Like, I was, last week, I was going to talk about this story I saw, because there's an 82-year-old man who worked at a Walmart as a cashier, and it was TikTok that raised over $100,000 for this man so he can finally retire. His name was Butcher Marion, and he can finally retire due to the kindness of strangers. Isn't that fucking sad? It's just sad. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's sad. Like, it's, we have so many stories about how, like, the desperation that people have to do. And like, you know, it's sad. Like, maybe you can finally retire. Maybe you like the job. I can imagine, you know, being A2, you like going to Walmart, you know what I'm saying? You're greeting, talking to people, you know, all types of crazy shit in there. You get to see, like, you know, get your blood going. But also, like, you know, not having to work. Like, I hope this man wasn't going home and, like, needing those paychecks. But I'm sure that he was, which is sad. And I wonder if we're going to get to a point where we, like, I don't know, you know, GoFundMes and people raising money on TikTok, and just become such, like, so prevalent that maybe we just, it just works into the way that we think about things. But also, we give so much money of our way to public spending that should be coming back to us, that you learn whenever you hear about, you know, any types of corruption. I was watching Game Theory, Bonnie Jones talking about Brett Favre, and we talked about this maybe a year ago about how Brett Favre stole $4 million from the welfare in Mississippi. And what you learn is that $80 million a year is stolen from welfare recipients in Mississippi. And you're like, damn, the money is actually there to help people, and we steal it from them. So anyways, back to Mr. Beast. I'm like, damn, it's crazy that we have to rely on benevolent YouTubers to do what public service doesn't do, because public service is too busy trying to win culture wars about gas stoves. When we come back, listen, I'm going to talk about something. It's like, you know, robots might be taking your jobs, they might not be taking your jobs, but I don't know if it's happening right just yet. They just don't seem to have what it takes, in my opinion. Maybe you have, maybe you've seen something else, but I don't know. But right back, we're going to listen to some Cordae, Anderson .Paak. Let's go. Well, maybe not just yet. You know, every time you just get a little bit more and more. We just got to figure out, listen, we'll be good. We'll be good. Well, listen, in this time, you could definitely just think about how much money you're going to donate. And what the hell? I got you.
Too bent, I should call it quits, but I'm not. No chances, we all dance in the light. Tell me what's the odds, we can all get a bite.
Okay, the last time we tried that, it didn't end well. Plus you never know the story that they friends tell. And off the brown liquor, nigga feel like Denzel.
Out in Washington, in the D.C. with a chocolate bitch. Little freak bitch, get geeked off erratic shit.
So what you do?
Shut the club up like so y'all can.
Man, that's that other shit. Paying child support through the government. Joint custody weekends, you can't touch the
shit. I love this bitch. We gon' travel and fill up the bucket list. How about 10 kids on the ranch on some southern
you
shit?
You mean sucker shit. Slave to the pussy since you discovered it. 10 bands on Chanel purse, that's bad budgeting. Plus you niggas always together, it's mad smothering. You simping over bitches, I never thought it would come to this.
Why you always mad? I just wanna have fun with it. The winners ain't bad when you cruising in the summer with two friends and they both tens looking nice. Too bent, I should call it quits, but I'm not. No chances, we all dance in the night. Tell me what's the odds, we can all get a bite. Two friends and they both tens looking nice. Too bent, I should call it quits, but I'm not. No chances, we all dance in the night. Tell me what's the odds, yeah. We can all get a bite.
See, I'm not trying to be overbearing or give you a lecture. I just want you to see this shit from a different perspective. See, every hoe is a dog, and every dog is his day. You can't be loving on every mud that be falling astray.
My nigga, watch what you say. How you blocking the way? You just talking, nothing's coming from a logical
man,
place.
Man, I'm kicking knowledge today. You getting brolic today. Why you paying her son tuition?
Cause I'm his father today.
Okay.
Two friends and they both tens looking nice. Too bent, I should call it quits, but I'm not. No chances, we all dance in the night. Tell me what's the odds, we can all get a bite. Two friends and they both tens looking nice. Too bent, I should call it quits, but I'm not. No chances, we all dance in the night. Tell me what's the odds, we can all get a bite.
Back at all the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I'm your host, Issa Aaron. Hey, and sometimes I have to like look back sometimes to think about like, okay, what was I going to talk about last week? Because there was so much stuff. So I don't know. We talked about this in 2020, 2021, maybe the end of 2020. There was a Army lieutenant who was during a traffic stop at a gas station. I don't know if you remember this, but there was a body cam footage and, you know, he stopped at a gas station. And he got sprayed in the pepper sprayed and taken out of the car and handcuffed, Army lieutenant in his uniform. And he was just awarded $3,600 in damages. And I could not imagine. Like, I was listening to a quote the other day and it was talking about how black people, like, desperately want to be American. Like, you know, desperately showing, like, how American people are. And that's like part of the tragedy of it is the non-acceptance when you have tried everything to be in. And so I just could not imagine going to war, fighting for a fucking country, coming back and getting pepper sprayed by a goddamn police officer who's never risked his life at all never put on for the country. Not one time. You know what I mean? Get pepper sprayed and then the country being like, listen, here's $3,500. Listen, $3,500 wouldn't even get you 1 month of rent downtown in Vancouver. That's crazy. This man went to war, came back, got pepper sprayed for 1 month of rent in Vancouver. That's insane. Listen, and we can't even talk about just kind of how crazy, you know, it is to be entering 2023, yet another very public police brutality case. And so I can't even talk about the video because I didn't watch it because I just refuse. I just can't watch the videos anymore. It is just very interesting because it's just, you get to a point where you're just like, yeah, it's all the same. Like it's hard to engage when you continue to have the same conversation over and over again. And I even hear like the exasperation, and it's kind of just at this point, it's just like, damn, it's so public. You know, the world stopped. We still watch. The world keep going, keep spinning. We're still watching. And it's just, you know, the same conversation. It's like, wow, it's crazy. I can't believe it. Wow, I can't believe they did that. Oh, these officers are black this time. We're like, we know. It doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? Like that, like black people have been saying, like, so we know the color of the cop doesn't matter. It's a cop, you know. And, you know, it's very interesting. The Blue Lives Matter people are like, you know, they're like, oh, I can't believe people are not burning down the cities is because they're black. Like now, you know, black, and it's just like, wow, such a, the idea that people are just so committed to being dumb. You know, it makes you just want to opt out and give up. You're just like, yeah, I don't even know what to add to this conversation because you know the right answer. I know the right answer is nobody's going to do shit. And, you know, and people, you know, try to understand, like, you know, are people going to riot? Like, no, people riot when the acquittals come out. Not really when the, you know, not really when the shit pops off from the beginning. Anyways, but listen to that. But I was thinking about that dude because I did watch that video when that dude got pepper sprayed at the, because I was like, nah, they're not gonna do this to an Army lieutenant. It ain't gonna happen, and it did. Yeah, and it's just so much crazy shit's happened. But basically, I saw, and listen, I haven't confirmed because sometimes I like the rumor to, sometimes the rumor is better than the truth. And listen, we're just going to talk about the rumor because maybe you're listening to this car, maybe you're riding back from work, maybe you're sitting on your couch, maybe you're smoking a little bit of weed, you're like, you know, maybe you're having a glass of wine on a Tuesday. You're like, it's a long week already, and I just want to, you know, vibe and listen to Issa, you know, at that. And also, you know, sometimes we're on some bullshit. So I didn't verify or fact check this. So don't go home and don't go to, you know, work tomorrow, school tomorrow, wherever you got going, and telling people that you heard it from here. Anyways, so there's a cafe in Japan called Dawn where they use, like, remote robots to give paralyzed people jobs so that they can control the robots and you know, and help serve people from remotely. And I'm like, at first I read that and I was like, wow, that's a great idea, you know, like that, because I do understand that, like, all people need purpose, all people, you know, need something that, you know, something that gives them, you know, some type of purpose. And so I say that, like, not in a, like, these people need to have a job, but, like, everybody likes to do something. You know what I mean? Like, that. I feel like if we all were, you know, given enough to survive, we wouldn't do nothing. You know, that everybody's got to do something. But then I could just see, like, the pervasion of where this could go, and it just made me sick. Like, the idea, I mean, because maybe in Japan, people are like, you know what? I do want to work at this cafe, and I can help, and I can be, you know, I can, you know, I can, I this is how I can interact. And as robots get better, maybe the interactions get better, and people can actually, you know, go from paralyzed to, you know, a different way of moving around, different types of mobility, you know, that we can expand what mobility looks like and feels like, you know, in kind of the real world. But then I could just thought, like, if this shit gets to America, people are going to be taking away people's disability for not going to work. And I just thought about how sick that could be, and just kind of like the infinite creativity of punishing people and making people work, you know, the infinite creativity of work without actually getting to, you know, how are we bettering people's lives? Because I feel like that's what it comes down to. It should be. We should be always centering that. It's nuts. And we consistently center how can we make people's lives worse. And I wonder when it gets to the point where it gets comical. Because I'm always at the point where I laugh at a lot of things. Like, I find that, okay, so it's Black History Month coming up next. Tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow for the next 28 days. Listen, it's Black History Month. You know, starting tomorrow. And sometimes we sneak in the 29th day. And listen, I love Black History Month because I find, you know, it's an opportunity to, you know, just share some nice thoughts and facts with people, because I know a lot of Black History facts and I like to share them. And yeah, and so, and it gives you time to just kind of think, like, what are some of the contributions people have made here in Canada? And what are some of the contributions people have made, you know, in the United States and all around the world? And so, you know, maybe I'll get some, try to get some specifics, maybe some people, maybe I'll try to get somebody, a guest to come on the show, maybe an interview and talk about some of the things. But it's my favorite time of the month, you know, February. You get to just, you know, so I'll be playing Black artists all February. Not that that's, I mean, I occasionally do play some non-Black artists, but, you know, this is a pretty artist, Black artist heavy show. And where I was going was that, like, you know, we just kind of just don't help people. Like, I was thinking about, I saw some information just kind of about how, you know, the United States government plans to repeal the Medical Emergency Act and basically kind of like let COVID just go away and kind of go back to regularly scheduled programming. Like, we're kind of like, you know, Joe Biden's like, you know, kind of done with this shit. But in that, it was in that same article, it was shared that we are still on a renewal of the Terrorist Emergency Act that was signed in September 2001. So when I was 12 years old, you know, talking about terrorism, and we're still fighting terrorists. And I'm gonna keep it real. Like, at this point, 2023, I'm not really that scared of terrorists. Like, when I say I'm not that scared of terrorists, like, I don't think terrorists are terrorizing me, because we are already doing a good job of terrorizing each other. Like, why do the terrorists don't even need to do shit? Like, I can't even go one day. You can't go one day. I mean, I say we, because, listen, we're just terrorizing each other. And, you know, you can't go one day without reading a comment from someone, or, you know, reading about a story where someone is just terrorizing people en masse, like, you know, and not just interpersonal terrorism, you know, like terrorizing, making people's lives worse, you know, one-on-one, but systemically, people are trying to constantly make people's lives worse. Like, the focus on taking away rights of people seems constant. I don't know. It just seems, it seems like our energy is oddly placed. Anyways, but one of the things I was going to say that's kind of cool about what's going on in Vancouver is they are going to start teaching tag-along in high schools in BC. So, like, listen, if you want to take a foreign language, listen, you can add that to the types of languages that you can take. And I think that's very interesting. It's at Sir Charles Tupper Secondary School. I mean, it's very interesting. I think that, like, I wish that, one, I hadn't been such an idiot and such a headstrong kid, and I would have just, like, kind of listened to my mom a little bit more and taken foreign language a little bit more seriously. But I wish that they would just kind of offer as many classes as they can to kids because, listen, we are in such a terrible position here, a lot of us who only speak one language, because I can tell you, there's not a day that I go that goes by that I do not wish that I spoke a second language. When we get back, we're going to talk about some funny stories, some funny shit that's going on, because I could tell you need a lift. Maybe we'll talk about the woman who stole $1.5 million worth of chicken and where did it go? Or maybe we'll talk about something else. Until then, we've got some more good music for you. This is Swavy.
Sold a record, sold a Grammy. All my dogs skinny, dicky, khaki. Skinny pants, nigga, but they baggy. None my niggas ever met they daddy. All my niggas head of the family. Four niggas deep in the Camry. We gon' hit it lick, understand me. Yo shit gon' get kicked, understand me. Yo bitch gon' get hit, understand me. God made me hit a lick, nickel. 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 Lord set me free, hear me from the knees. Lord hear me speak, free me from the streets. Form 7 feet. I can guarantee straight to DVD. Ain't no movie scene. Stop at 17, no, we ain't got degrees. But we got the keys and over expertise. If I live to see another day, watch you see the biggest great escape. I might wash my hands and run away. Be a vintage demon and vintage bathing ape. Nigga, fuck your feelings and fuck my saving face. Fuck the code and fuck the blueprint pace. I might up and dip and pull a mace. Nigga, I got memories I can't erase. Cause growing up, my mama want my daddy. Fuck the bills, we gon' stay with granny. I'm from where the kids ain't selling candy. Boy, I sold a record, sold a Grammy. All my dogs skinny, dicky, khaki. Skinny pants, nigga, but they baggy. None my niggas ever met they daddy. All my niggas head of the family. Four niggas deep in the Camry. We gon' hit a lick, understand me. Yo she gon' get kicked, understand me. Yo bitch gon' get hit, understand me. God made me hit a lick, nickel. 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 Growing up, my mama want my daddy. Fuck the bills, we gon' stay with granny. I'm from where the kids ain't selling candy. Boy, I sold a record, sold a Grammy. All my dogs skinny, dicky, khaki. Skinny pants, nigga, but they baggy. None my niggas ever met they daddy. All my niggas head of the family. Four niggas deep in the Camry. We gon' hit a lick, understand me. Yo bitch gon' get kicked, understand me. Yo bitch gon' get hit, understand me. God made me hit a lick, nickel. God made me hit a lick, nickel. God made me hit a lick, nickel. God made me hit a lick, yeah. 13, first time.
Back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. God made me hit a lick. Listen, I hope, listen, not all heroes wear capes, and I hope that this woman was listening to God when she hit her lick, because, like I said, we're going to talk about the woman who took $1.5 million worth of chicken wings out of Chicago schools when this is, happened while people were in remote learning. They were still ordering chicken. She was in charge of the chicken. She was like, you know what? We're just going to get the bone in. And they're sending her to jail. And I'm like, listen, while I understand that she might have stolen $1.5 million worth of chicken, I know for a fact that that chicken was distributed throughout the community. This woman was not just keeping $1.5 million worth of chicken to herself. And for that, I feel like they should be a little bit lenient. Even if she was selling the chicken, better that than, you know what I'm saying, whoever. Like, come on now. This is a victimless crime. This woman didn't hurt anybody. But when I think about, you know, this show is all about scammers. Listen, we love scams here. We love scams, love heists. stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken. I wish I found somebody who had stolen $1.5 million of chicken. Chicken is expensive at the store. I wonder what I could get. My freezer is empty and it's full. So listen, if you have a plug on the chicken right now, listen, if you're listening to the show, if you listen to the show and you got a plug on the chicken, you know what I'm saying? You know where to find me, 604-822-2487. Or you can just send it to the studio, put it, you know, put it in some freeze dry, put off the beaten path on the box, listen, they'll get it to me. But two women in Indiana are facing criminal charges after allegedly lowering store prices, causing a Dollar General to lose over $6,000 in revenue over 6 months. Amber Smith and Caitlin Wells are heroes on this show. Listen, Amber Smith, Caitlin Wells, listen, if you're not listening, listen, you're a hero on the show. Are facing theft charges after a Dollar General on Lincoln accused them of purposefully lowering prices of store items so that people could purchase them at a lower rate. The Smith and Wells apparently stole, they lowered prices $1,700 and $4,600 in revenue respectively. And basically they both told on themselves. They both told the police that they did it, and they were arrested and booked. And this is Dollar General. Dollar General, who has capitalized hugely on a pandemic and people being more poor. Like, Dollar General is doing better because people are more poor, and they opened up 436 stores last year. 436 stores last year, and they are arresting these women, pressing charges because they lowered prices, and that led to $6,000 in lost revenue. Listen, 436 stores that they opened. Dollar General makes money when people are poor and these women are trying to help out. Listen, where's their GoFundMe at? Let's find it. Listen, next week we'll have that on the website too. We'll have that on the website. It'll be in the show notes. You can go check it out. You can go check them out. Because that's crazy. More power to them. More people should do that. Not get arrested, but listen, if we can find a way to support, everybody should be just trying to take a little bit off the top. You know who shouldn't be trying to take a little bit off the top? There's a 15-year-old who was playing hide-and-seek in a shipyard in shipping containers in Malaysia, and was found, discovered in Bangladesh after he fell asleep in playing hide-and-seek 6 days later. So obviously he was suffering from dehydration and starvation when they found him, but it is crazy that happened. I'm glad that boy is safe. But listen, I've fallen asleep someplace. I fell asleep in my friend's car one time. We were driving. I said, hey, don't take me to Sedonia. It was like this liquor store in Baltimore. And I was like, hey, don't take me there. You know, listen, I fell asleep in his car. I woke up. We were there. I was like, damn, got to get out the car. I don't know what it is, but that liquor store, I mean, it's one of the liquor stores that will sell to you when you're not 21. And so there is not only the risk of, you know, trying to buy liquor when you're not 21, but going to the liquor store that you know will sell you liquor when you're not 21 is only because that liquor store doesn't give a fuck. And moral of the story is, sometimes you can't trust your friends. Listen, we do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11, Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Aaron. We do this right after Crimes and Treasons, 8 to 10. You got DJ Malik, DJ Jamal Steeles, maybe it's myself, Relly Rels, you know what I'm saying? It's the whole crew in there. Tune in every Tuesday. Where else would you be? I'm out. Also, the Surgeon General says 13 years old, too young to be on social media. Listen, I think some of you people are too old. Sign out. I'm out.
We're in deep, me and you. this thing of us through and through. We all do things we shouldn't do. I ain't gonna stop loving you.
Flame is lit, orchestra. God himself can't deny. We all do things we shouldn't do. I ain't gonna stop loving you.
Must admit, I've done wrong. Same old shit, different song. We all do things we shouldn't do.
I ain't gonna stop loving you.